529 plans are among the most powerful tools available to families who want to fund a child's education. They can do more than help you save for the high cost of college. 529 plans also provide the potential for favorable financial aid treatment, give you control and flexibility over your account, and help to maximize savings for more than just tuition, including books, supplies, computers, and other expenses. Discover how you can start saving for a brighter future today. Visit www.collegeaccess529.com. Important disclosures. College Access 529 plan accounts are not insured by any state, and neither the principal deposited nor any investment return is guaranteed by any state. Furthermore, the accounts are not insured nor the principal or any investment return guaranteed by the federal government or any federal agency. Before investing, an individual should consider whether their state of residency or their intended designated beneficiary state of residency offers any benefits such as state tax deduction, financial aid, scholarship funds, and protection from creditors or any other benefits that are only available for investments in that state's 529 savings program. An investor should consider the investment objectives, risks, and charges and expenses of the College Access 529 plan before investing. This and other important information is in the plan disclosure statement, which is available at collegeaccess529.com. The program manager and underwriter for the College Access 529 plan is VP Distributors, LLC, One Financial Plaza, Hartford, Connecticut, 06103, 800-243-4361. The plan is issued by the South Dakota Higher Education Savings Trust. Certain of the investment management firms that manage underlying mutual funds in the program, including Virtus Investment Advisors, LLC, are affiliated with the program administrator, VP Distributors, LLC. Hello and welcome to the 605 show. I am your host, Alana Snyder, and I'm here today in the 605 offices with the lovely Amy Evans from Nielsen Construction. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being here.
Yes.
Joining us on this lovely afternoon. You should have seen yesterday, we did a photo shoot here and it was like dark out.
That's when I walked in. I was like, the sunshine is great.
I know, right?
Coming
it's a beautiful
in here,
day.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have the November issue we just released, which is so crazy to think we're already in November. When do you do your holiday shopping?
I usually have it done by Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm kind of a planner.
Look at you.
So, yeah. If you don't give me your list, then you just get whatever.
So get it in.
Yeah.
Okay, so then how are you meeting your goal this year? Are you done?
No. I'm not done. Actually, I haven't even started this year. So,
oh, you were behind.
I'm usually done by now, but no, nobody's really told me what they want. So,
oh, well, you hear that in the front?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The kid that's with me.
Yeah, right. Better get that in. Well, the holiday November issue, we actually did a really fun shop local section. And it has a nice selection from all over the state, which is really cool. So check that out. We also talk about Crazy Horse Memorial and Native American Heritage Month. And you actually hear, too, about like what progress is being made about Crazy Horse. I believe they're working currently on his finger.
Oh.
Is what the update I have. I don't know. We actually have two stories that feature hot dogs. This issue, we have Hill City's Prairie Dog Tap Room, which is awesome, and then we have Dempsey's, who they're primarily like European fare and like pizzas. He's actually the owner of Dempsey's. Sean is on the U.S. pizza team.
Oh, and I've never heard of it.
Yeah, he competes and he won like the last California toss, or however you'd say it. I was gonna say,
what are we competing?
Yeah, right.
It's the toss.
Yeah, so then I guess his winning pizza is gonna be released on the menu coming up here soon, which is really cool. But yeah, we have a U.S. Pizza man in our state, which is really neat.
Yeah.
But yeah, we talked about that. I actually learned, maybe I'm just behind on this. Have you ever heard the term glizzy for hot dog?
Yes, I have an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old, oh, really? So of course I've heard that
I
term.
Never heard that before.
I had to ask. I had to Google.
Yeah, because like he said he has a sticker of him that he uses for like promotional stuff, and it's him eating, and he's like, I probably am all over the world stuck on poles, like eating a glizzy, and I'm like, what is a glizzy? Like, yeah, that was news to me. But speaking of news, we have upcoming events in November, like Face It in the Fire, November 6th at the District in Sioux Falls at 5:30. Two chefs will face off in an ingredient-specific battle. Ooh. Guests will have the opportunity to try portions from local restaurants featuring appetizers, desserts, and mocktails while the battle commences. People's Choice Awards will determine best decor, tablescape, and dishes. Will you face it in the fire? That'd be kind of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Wefaceittogether.org. I love a good competition. Especially, like, I love when they, like, reveal, if it's, like, a really good dramatic ingredient reveal, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That, like, sounds interesting.
Mayo! I don't know, like, however they do it. We also have Deadwood's Big Whiskey, November 8th at various locations in Deadwood, 4 p.m. Deadwood's Big Whiskey will feature over 30 types of whiskey, like rye, scotch, Irish, bourbon, Japanese, and Canadian, at multiple participating locations. Gather up and warm up with some brown liquor on historic Main Street. Deadwood.com for more info on that. They always do such a good job with fun events, you know? It's always fun in fall, too, in Deadwood.
Yeah, in Deadwood.
I love it.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, they just had Dead Weird. I love that event. I think I've done it twice now. And yeah, people get really into Halloween there.
Yes.
It's crazy.
They do. I think all holidays.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Actually, you're right.
Yeah.
There's nothing they don't celebrate. No. speaking of celebrating, Team USA Olympic Curling Trials will be coming to the Denny Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls, November 11th through the 16th. Be a part of making history. The Team USA Olympic Curling Trials are taking place at the Premier Center. This is the first time any Olympics event has been hosted in South Dakota history. The event is bringing together the nation's top men and women's teams, plus a wheelchair mixed doubles event to decide who advances toward Milan Cortina 2026. More information at DennySanfordPremierCenter.com. That sounds amazing. That's a long competition. The 11th through the 16th.
Yeah.
I mean,
got a good 5 days, sir.
I hope the people like it here, you know, all the visitors. So, I'm telling you, so Watertown has a newer arena and they get really into curling. Like, they have a lot of curling. I don't know if we have a local curling like
team
that we like, or like rec teams.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of a fun rec activity in the wintertime.
I would think you'd almost have to, especially if they have one in Watertown.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she comes here to
there
compete.
You go.
I bet they're all going to come here to watch the trials.
Yes.
Then we also have Chicago, November 16th, 7 p.m. at the Dakota Bank Center in Brookings. Chicago returns for another year of playing songs you know and love at the Dakota Bank Center in Brookings. Don't miss out on one of the longest running and best-selling groups of all time and the highest charting American band in Billboard's Hot 10 all-time top artists. Dang. DakotaBankCenter.com. That's cool. I've never seen Chicago live.
No, me neither.
Might be worth the trip.
That would be.
Also, I like missed where Swiftel rebranded to Dakota Bank. So that's interesting news to me. Just a sidebar for people who pay attention to South Dakota stuff. But now let's get to it. Let's see. What fancy slides does Maddie have for me here? Oh, yeah. There's an November issue. See, this is how good I am at all of this.
Paste it in the... Oh.
We show this later with the edits. And so. Okay. Like, curling is so intense. That's going to be amazing. Well, Amy, let's get down to business and get to know you a little better, shall we? First off, I saw your title is Home Concierge Team Manager. Concierge just sounds so beautiful.
It does, doesn't it?
Tell me about it. And why do I want to use you already by your name?
With the concierge, we're basically, instead of being in competition with realtors, we're basically there not only to help realtors find homes for their clients, but then we're also there to help people that do not have a realtor find a home as well. So we're just there from start, whether you're renting to, you know, retiring, like you said, in the whole Nielsen construction portfolio. So we're there to make it easy, whether you're a realtor or whether you're a home buyer.
Oh, no kidding.
Without a realtor.
Okay, how many realtors do you, like, what's your network? And where are you located for finding people homes?
We have 17 different developments. Most of them are in and around Sioux Falls, but then we have Madison and Yankton and Garrettson outside of Sioux Falls. Brandon opens, we're digging here in a couple weeks. And then T, we have 3. And Lenox, we have 1 development.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Look at you. So talk about the origin story for Nielsen Construction.
Yeah. So we've been in business going on 21 years. So Kelly, kind of the mastermind behind Nielsen, he was actually working for another builder and had a 6-month-old baby and just bought a house and showed up at work one day and they let him go because he was doing side jobs of pouring concrete flat work.
Oh-hoo.
So they let him go.
Spicy.
And so he decided, well, I guess I'm just going to need more flat work jobs. So Nielsen Construction actually started out as a concrete flat work company. I think within 3 years, he was building like 15 houses a year.
Jeez.
By the fourth one, jumped up to 44 houses a year.
Wow.
Yeah. So he found out quickly that concrete flat work was great, but there was so much more potential that he had and that he really had the mindset to do. So, yeah.
No kidding. So how big's your team now? Almost 21 years later.
21 years later, we build close to 300 homes a year, 300 units. That might mean, you know, a triplex with three is, you know, three units, but 300, close to 300 homes a year.
So what's your team like? So what's your section? Like, how big is your team?
In the concierge part?
Yeah.
Right now, there's three of us.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And you're doing all the connecting.
Yes.
What are you seeing right now? What's trending with the housing like market?
It really depends. Like that's kind of divided more into age groups. My new home buyers really like the modern. And they are looking, you know, most of that group is either coming from apartments, so they don't have maybe a garage or a connected garage, or they're coming from college where they don't have that either. So then they really go for more house and less garage usually. So double
I guess I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. You know, they're just not used to it.
Yeah.
And then our move up buyers from there really go for the 3-stall and still really honing in on the selections that are kind of your Pinterest trending ones right now.
Okay.
So a lot of naturals, the lighter natural woods, mixed with a black or a white, you know, going that way. And then from there, you know, they really want more of that 3-stall moving up because they need it. They're getting into the family or all the extras that they have, you know, the side-by-sides or whatnot.
That's crazy. So, is the farmhouse vibe, that's
yeah,
of yesteryear?
Yeah. I would say now when you get up to, you know, we have some lack of better word, but in construction spec homes that are, you know, they're up in that close to $1 million range. Some of them, when would they get up to that range, want a little bit of modern farmhouse in it. But yeah, I think everybody's really going for that modern twist right now on anything.
Are they like all kind of going with that like Scandinavian vibe too?
Yeah, a little bit. Yep. All the woods are that, you know, yeah.
Because it seems like a lot of the staging is like Scandinavian
within, yes,
because of the bright lights and the natural,
yeah, yep,
vibes.
And you're, you know, everything is like the furniture is a little bit more that twist on it. So yeah,
how's everything going like budget wise with people? Is it, I guess, from the different age ranges, like how's that looking? Especially, I know it can be frustrating with newer home buyers.
It is. You know, gosh, some new home buyers come in and they don't have that budget restriction. But a lot of them coming in, first time home buyers, if they have like school loans or something, that really restricts that. So they may go into more of a townhome at this point and then move up in a couple years.
Well, and that's nice too that you're there to like let them know that.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of people wouldn't know what steps to take if they're not quite there yet.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where we make it easy where even if you rent from us for a certain time, we have different programs where we can either buy your lease out if you're ready to move, or we can take a portion of that rent and put it as a down payment on your house. So we have different programs like
that's awesome.
That will work with people. It just makes it easy because we have every level of home, whether it's renting or your startup home. And then your move-up home, and then we have the 55 and older development, which is really your more retirement home. So Right. We have it all.
And talk about the retirement phase. Is that like, are we talking, is it its own like gated community or like what is it like? And
it
then
is,
they obviously have like lawn care and things like that.
Yeah.
Or?
Yep. Absolutely. So our one right now, we only have one. It's taken off crazy. It is not in a gated community. It's in T. But yes, it's mainly slab on grade homes. We do have some two stories and some basements, but they get lawn care, they get garbage service, snow removal, and then they have a clubhouse there that is for entertaining, for group settings, pickleball court. So yeah, they really love it. I can't wait till I'm 55.
I know, right? Like, yeah. It's like, can I have that now?
Yeah,
exactly. It's like, I get what? Like, I mean, I would be totally into that. And then you guys also, Nielsen is a big, I feel like it's a big company. So you also deal with, or the companies, I should say, not you in particular, but the commercial and the storage.
Yeah. So we have commercial, Nielsen Commercial, which is all commercial building. We will do for people. Otherwise, we build commercial and then rent them out. We also have storage units that we build and then rent those out as well. So we have those T, West Side Sioux Falls, East Side Sioux Falls, pretty much anywhere. Those are getting so popular just because people have a lot of stuff, but they don't want it to clutter their home.
Right.
Or they have a two stall and it's just easier to get a storage unit and have that clutter there. So,
like moving. I know some people like my dad used to love like storing cars in them.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's a way to get rid of the cars.
Yep, exactly.
For all the people in those neighborhoods who have like six cars surrounding their home.
Yeah.
Just heads up, there's storage units.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Close by.
That is crazy. I already asked that guy. Let's see. I'm trying to make sure I'm not missing anything. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you. So what communities you have tea is. Are T and Lenox like booming right now? Like what's going on?
It is. I think people are just trying to get out of the big school districts. So they're going to T, which T has grown so much. Obviously, they have schools in Sioux Falls too. You know, Harrisburg used to be where we were for that. People wanting to get out to Sioux Falls. And then we have filled up our development in Harrisburg. So are done there. But now people are going from Harrisburg and Sioux Falls to T. And even T to Lenox. So Lenox is booming. We opened that development about 5 years ago, and we are over half full there with 250 lots is what we opened it up with. So
that's nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Is it also less expensive to live in those towns as well? Like, but is it a pretty dramatic jump? Because I feel like also people that I've seen, like they can build really nice homes in tea and everything.
So just your lot is about $10,000 less than in Sioux Falls. So that's a big jump when you're looking to build a house and you get so much for $10,000, you know. And then they have the smaller school district and, you know, Lenox has the grocery store. So that's just getting to be a big, you know, want for people.
Right. I had never really spent a lot of time in Lenox. And then this year we stopped by the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like one of the biggest 4th of July events.
Yeah.
Randomly.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
It is. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And they have a new city pool there.
Oh, sweet.
That is zero depth. So it's, I mean, they've done a lot. They're bringing a lot of people into the city. So yeah.
What would you say right now for Sioux Falls? Like, what are the hot areas?
East side and south side. South side is hard to get ground. We have a development on the south side called Whiskey Creek that we're just opening. It's only 12 lots. And then that one has a clubhouse with a pool, basketball court, pickleball court, golf simulator that's in there. So we have that community going. Otherwise, we're on the southeast side, a new one that we just started framing houses in called Liberty Ridge. That's Highway 11 and 57th Street. So that's the corner of that. That's a new one. A lot of people wanting that area. And then we have Northeast, which is, we have two developments Northeast, Wild Meadows and East Prairie. So East Prairie has been opened up a little, it was a year in August. And we have quite a few houses already sold there.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was going to ask too, like, I know we talked about design a little bit, but what, and the garage and everything, but are there other amenities that are kind of trending right now that people really are wanting inside of their home?
Oh, gosh.
Even landscape too, I guess.
Yeah, landscape. So a lot of people want the landscape done, which, you know, it's hard to do that after the fact. It's just nicer to have that hired done. You know, it's not an easily done piece. A lot of people really outweigh, like, what's easy for them to do themselves after the fact, or what do we pay ahead for? And that's where amenities inside, you know, master bath. 5 years ago, you could build houses without them. And now people just demand a master bath, you know. So that's probably the number one. Otherwise, heated garages, main floor laundry. Those are all very, really demanding right now.
Right.
So
South Dakota, we love our heated garage.
I know.
I demand. So what would you tell people right now who might feel like without even kind of like doing the research, pre-defeated, like thinking about moving, what from just things that they hear of like everything's expensive and things like that?
Gosh, I honestly would encourage them to talk to a bank, because there's so many different avenues, and that's where we make it easy. If you need that down payment or you need the closing costs, we can work that in to the price of the house so we can write you a check back, you know, so you have that. Or if you want, you know, a new construction, you have the expensive blinds, but we can work that in. So all those things are attainable, easy. But just talking to a banker, and a lot of times, a lot of the bankers that we work with, they may look at your credit or your debt and say, you know, if we can get this and this paid off, your attainable payment, you know, is right there. And so we can get them a house or start building them a house. And then by the time that's done, you know, if you start building, it's 8 to 10 months, all that's workable and they can get everything they want. It's way easier than it used to be.
Right. So talk a little more too about your connections with realtors. So when they're approaching you, is it that they're just kind of running out of options and they really want like extra help, or like how does that work?
Yeah, because we list a certain amount of houses. Like right now, I think we have 130 listed, but I have 200 in my back pocket. So if I know, if they've looked at what I've got out there and it just isn't fitting, or maybe the selections aren't what they want and they want this floor plan with this tweak, I have like 200 in my back pocket that I can work with them on. Like, okay, I have this, this, and this. And we can, once I know what their client's looking for, what their price point is, and what they absolutely have to have, we can make happen. Even if it's digging from ground up, if I know they love this floor plan, but they want a pantry in it, and that's the floor plan that doesn't have one, I can look at that plan and we can redline a pantry and put it in and build it. So honestly, it's just kind of your one stop. For realtors, it's just easy. Like, it's a text and say, hey, this is what we're looking for. And I might have, you know, 5 different areas and just narrow down where they want to be and what their price point is. And we have options for them. So
you've got to be busy.
It is busy.
With like
it
3 is. Of you. To like, with all that, to help all those people.
So yes. The 2 other ones, one started in April and one started in August. So I think last year, I was 197 homes by myself.
And oh my, it was God.
Crazy, crazy busy.
Good for you.
So yeah, we hired more this year and it's been awesome. They've been a huge asset to the team. So
I'm sure for your sleep as well.
Yeah, right.
That'd be nice. Anything else before we start our game that people should know what's going on at Nielsen?
No, I think just the new developments we have coming. We make it easy, whether you're a realtor, whether you don't have a realtor. And if you have a home to sell, we can easily do that as well.
Sweet.
So
a couple quick tips that you can give for when people are going to prep to get ready to leave their house. Ooh, what can they do?
Yeah. One is, get in touch. I also have an interior design degree. So get in touch, because we can either stage for you, we can get you into a new house and then go back and stage your house and get it listed. And we don't even close on that new house until we sell yours. So we do a lot of that for people. Otherwise, just going in and giving them tips on what to do and give them an ROI on what those could bring for them. So we have a lot of different, we have teammates that can either help with that, or my teammates will go in and tell them, you know, tips to do, declutter, paint this, clean up that, help them get any remodel jobs done that they want. And then, yeah, give them an ROI. And we also will, if their house doesn't sell in time, have options for purchasing as well.
Jeez.
So
look at you guys. That's definitely like, I feel like your whole business is you don't know if you don't ask.
It's exactly, you know? Exactly.
Communication is key.
Right. It is. Yeah. Tell me what you want and we'll figure it out.
What you really, really want. I saw your picture. You have such longer hair here.
Yeah, I do.
We have these photos too that we can play while we're explaining things, because those are really cool. All right. It's game time.
Okay. This is going to be interesting.
And then we have a library too. All right. The game is build it or break it. Does this wild construction idea actually stand, or is it merely a dream? I thought this was kind of fun. A house built upside down. Has it been built?
I would say if it's a flat roof, it could probably stand. Oh, yeah.
The Poland upside down house. is a tourist attraction. I can't see Zimbark, wherever that location is. But yeah, that actually...
So it clearly stands.
And then it even has a stone ground, which I kind of respect.
Yeah.
I'd like to go in there. A skyscraper made entirely of glass bricks.
I think it stands.
Break.
Oh.
It would look amazing until thermal stress shatters it. Like your dreams itself. A hotel made of ice and snow.
It depends where the climate, what climate's, right?
I agree.
Yeah. There you go.
They built it. The ice hotel in Sweden rebuilt every year from frozen river ice. Can you imagine rebuilding an entire hotel?
No.
Like, well, here goes another season. Get your shovels.
I hope you like the cold.
Yeah, right? I bet it'd be cool to check it out. A floating city.
Mm. I would have to say...
Eh?
Oh.
Well, because also, isn't Venice technically a floating city?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is.
Because they're always saying, like, go there before it, you know, goes in the water.
Right.
So,
but then they have all these resorts that float and, you know...
Yeah, this one is off the coast of Dubai, because Dubai has everything. Dubai's like, I want it. We'll make it.
Yeah.
It will happen.
They'll figure it out.
They're working on a floating villas and neighborhoods.
Neighborhoods. Wow.
That's so much money in Dubai. A wooden skyscraper.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Could they?
It wouldn't really sway in the wind much, would it?
I don't know.
Oh. Oh, there you go.
I don't know how to say that. In Norway, it's world's largest timber building.
Oh,
Norway would excel at a timber building.
Yeah.
Look at them.
Interesting. It doesn't really look finished at the top.
Don't tell them that. Yeah. A house held together by magnets.
Oof. I'm not sure about that one.
I wouldn't want it.
No. And some of them, you know,
it would break. One power outage and your walls would collapse.
Oh, that's...
It's not good. And for those of you who can see the picture, it is like a hamster living in a home with other toys and a minion. It looks great. I'd hang out there. Oh, and they have a pool in that house. Are pools like dying or are they still sticking around?
They're sticking around. I think they've gotten more popular.
Really?
Yeah.
Having a comeback.
Yeah, having a comeback. Yeah, I feel like they've got more popular.
A skyscraper covered in trees.
Mm. I suppose, yeah, you could, huh?
Should we just bet that this is also Norway? I just feel like that sounds like another Norwegian situation. In Milan.
Oh,
those little beautiful people. Have you ever been to Milan?
No.
Everyone is so sexy.
Oh, really?
I felt so ugly. Like, you drive around and just everyone's just beautiful, just walking down the street, enjoying this beautiful tree skyscraper.
Vertical forest with 900 trees.
Jeez.
Look at that.
How about that? Thank you for playing.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for not building your homes upside down.
Yeah. Right.
That would be great. Well, just as a reminder, where can people catch up with you and check out the latest?
Builtbynielsen.com or nielsenconstruction.net.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being my guest today. Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Another 605 show. Thank you.